Okay, good morning, everybody. So in Perek Yudalet of Hilchos Sanhedrin, so we talked a little bit about Misa Sayef and the idea that it's fundamentally associated with the Melech. It's the only thing the Melech has rishus for, and it seeps over into the world of Beis Din, but Beis Din acting a little bit less in what the Ran called the, you know, like the optimal fashion, the Din Tzedek, and more in terms of Mishpat HaMelech, social necessity, if you will. And that's why it's for the Rotzeach who's subject to most Yumas, Mikol Makom, that we look to put him to death, and the Arni Dachas, which is like a clear and present threat that a city's become overrun by Avodah Zarah. It's not an isolated case. So that's Misa Sayef, and we suggest that that's probably why the Rambam went from Skila Sreifa, not to Hereg, but to Chenek in the back end of the first Halacha. So now the Rambam comes to Halacha Gimel, and I'd like to deal with a fascinating speculation that the Radvaz has in this halacha. Kom b'chuyev, misas bezdin, shalim misos o bezdin, bitlu mitzos asei, v'lo avro mitzos lo asei. Right, they're not in violation of any iser. Chutz mina mechashev, shim lo yimisu, v'lo avro mitzvas lo asei, shenem mer mechashefa lo sechaya. Which is really interesting in terms of thinking about kishuf, according to one day. Of course, it's one of the mitzvahs b'nei Noach. The idea of, being Soser, Pamalia, Shamala, and that, you know, can't be allowed to stand, which is really interesting, you know, when you think about all of the things that are out there, and Shabbos, Barazara, which this is, you know, within the broader category, but still, you know, Ritzicha, Arayos. So that's really a topic in its own right. That's a special lav. Mechashifa lo sechaya. But the Radvaz, anyway, has a really interesting suggestion. Speculation of Yim Amar al Nafsho, right? If the person is, you know, he's going to go down fighting, he's not going to go quietly. Vaharagu Edav b'misa acharas Yiroi Ali, right? Tentative. Shekimu mitzvasase shezoi mitzvaso. So let's say they weren't able to quite do a chenek or, you know, a hereg or a skila or a sreifa, because, you know, it's things got out of hand and whatever, you know, they had to resort to other means. So, like, how do we look at that? How much of this is results driven? How much of this process driven? So the Radvaz is saying he thinks that it's, you know, results driven, and you know, obviously you have to do it the way the Torah said. But if it becomes, you know, like a struggle, so then the totzah is the bottom line. So I wanted to suggest that the words of the Radvaz might actually be meduyak in the Rambam. The Ram writes, "Kol mechuyev misas bezdin shelo hemisu oso bezdin bidlu mitzvos asei," right? Which is really interesting. It just says shelo hemisu oso bezdin. The Rambam doesn't impose the standard of bimisaso haroi lo. And in the Sefer of the Lacha, you could, I think, find another diuk. This part, chutz mina mechashiv sheim lo hemisu avra mitzvos lo sa sheshenemar mechashifa lo sechaya. Again, the Mechashif is the outlier, that if they don't put him to death, they violate the Losase, but it doesn't mention here, right, the particular Misa happens to be Skila, but it doesn't say Shelo, you know, Saklu, just says Shelo Hemisu, and the Pasuk says Lo Sechaya. So at the end of the day, as important as the, you know, internal distinctions are, Skila, Srefa, Hereg, Chenek, and you're not allowed to certainly give the Misa Chamura when it's not called for, the fact of the matter is that Misos Bezdin certainly have a Tzad HaShavah. So I think the Radvaz, in his speculation, is grounded in, you can't say it's dispositive for sure, but I think it certainly sounds that way from the Rambam, that the Mitzvah Saseh and the Lo Saseh in the context of Mechashifa, right, really has to do with the idea of imposing Misa in the end. It's Misos Bezdin. The details are important. They're very important. But in the end, right, it's about Uviyarta Hara, Mikir Becha.